Play that banjo.
I don't have it with me.
They took our studio away.
Well,
they said, you haven't earned it yet.
I don't know that they really took our studio away.
You don't deserve it.
Yeah, you're right. We don't deserve it.
Hi, welcome to the Summit Drive Time Podcast. It's Monday morning. It is June now. Can you believe it?
Sometimes I just wonder where the time has gone.
Unbelievable.
The summer is upon us. What's your favorite thing about the summer, Brent?
When it's over.
No, I don't believe that.
I don't like the summer. I don't like the heat.
Ladies and gentlemen, we haven't gotten into this yet, but I think now's an appropriate time here on the podcast. Brandon loves Christmas.
I do love Christmas. Favorite thing. Yes.
On Memorial Day, I received a video, a short video from Brandon of his son, Grizzly, who was making some baby noises.
Chat, he was saying dad-da.
He might have been saying happy Memorial Day.
He was.
I don't know what he was saying.
That's what his heart said.
And while he's adorable and he is cute, what really caught my attention was that in the background, I heard Mariah Carey singing a Christmas tune on Memorial Day.
Right.
So in your living room, that's what you were listening to.
Yeah, on a pretty regular occasion. And in fact, I was giving thought yesterday, about the fact that we're going to have a Summit Drive Time come out on Christmas Eve this year, because Christmas Eve is a Monday.
Are we really?
And I was thinking, how fun would it be? This is the teaser for Christmas Eve.
Okay.
We'll share our favorite Christmas stories together. It'll be a fun, like, little Christmas get-together with the fam.
You know, as a guy who was born in December, much like Jesus...
my son.
and Grizzly. I've had to share my birthday month with Jesus for 42 years.
Do you have any tips for somebody who's parenting a child who's born 10 days before Christmas?
Listen, it's not easy sharing a birthday month with Jesus.
Yeah.
There's a lot of gifts that are given to you that are for your birthday and for Christmas.
Yeah.
I hated it.
Yeah.
I absolutely hated
it. Well, and you're like kind of expected to be like sacrificial, like, oh, listen, Christmas is about Jesus, and so since your birthday is close, also your birthday is about Jesus.
Yeah.
Which it is. All of life is about Jesus, but is it?
All that to say, can you believe it's June?
Oh my goodness, can't believe it. Only 6 months until your birthday.
I know, I can't wait.
Super.
We are glad that you're here on Drive Time today. Brandon, tell everybody about the new email address.
Yeah, let's get to some housekeeping real quick. Last week, we talked about podcast at summitupstate.org, where you can send your big questions. One thing I didn't know is that we didn't set up that email address yet. Once the episode dropped, we set it up the day after.
Got it.
So for those of you, I know there were dozens and dozens of people that flocked to their emails on Memorial Day to send us an email to podcast at summitupstate.org. We didn't get it, because we didn't have it yet. That's an oversight on my part.
Okay.
I'm new to the role.
Yeah.
So sorry about it. But a podcast at summitupstate.org. In the future, we might ask a question at the end of the episode like we do, some fun questions.
Sure.
We'll do some episodes in the future, which will be all question-based.
Yeah.
We got a lot of Mondays to get through, and so we're really looking for ideas.
And people might say, hey, will you take a whole podcast and talk about whatever, like they could, whatever the email is about.
McDonald's.
Really? Is this that's what you came up with off the top of your head? Huh, that's really fascinating. There's lots of different things, and so we want you to send us some emails at that email address.
What is it, Jason?
We look forward to answering your questions.
Do you know it?
Summit Drive Time with Jason and Bran at podcast.org.com.
That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm. Now, I think I need to... did you want to give the real thing again?
No, they got it.
I wanted to give some clarity to our podcast, because we're 4 weeks in. Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
We've got people that
no
are...
No one said that to me yet.
We've got some people that are asking us some questions just about the podcast. Grayson Cato, who, again, is sitting in the podcast studio today.
Grayson, say hi.
Working on some things.
Hi.
He said, hey, are you guys, like, why don't you try to be a little funnier?
That's
what he said. Well, first of all, slightly offended. Yeah. Second of all, I think that's when we had to point out to Grayson, like, this isn't, like, you can get on the pod and find comedians doing things.
Yeah.
In cars with coffee and lots of other things that are out there that are just fantastic.
Right.
And that's really not the goal of the Summit Drive Time podcast.
It's not.
Although I think by nature we're pretty hilarious fellows.
Sure.
We're wanting to do a couple of things for the Summit family.
Yes.
We're wanting to cover some important things that may have to do with our mission, our vision, our values. We're wanting to answer maybe some philosophical questions about how we do ministry, why we do ministry. We're wanting to maybe take the opportunity to elaborate on some things that we didn't get the opportunity to talk about as much as we wanted to on a Sunday morning or in some other environment. Now, yeah. I think we'll do that in a winsome, hilarious way, don't you?
Oh, yeah, I think we've already proven ourselves.
But I just needed, I just wanted to reestablish with our faithful listeners, and there are so many, again,
so many
from around the globe, what we're doing and why we're doing what we're doing, which leads me to this. This past week, we made an announcement.
We did.
From the stages of all of our Summit congregations across the upstate of South Carolina. And the announcement we made is that a couple of guys on our staff team were taking on new roles as we head into the summer.
That is true.
You're one of them. You're one of the guys taking on a new role, right? As well as Nathan Forrest. And so what I wanted to do today in this podcast is because, you know, we only had a few minutes to talk about it on Sunday. I wanted to take a little bit more time, and I wanted to talk with the Summit family about what we're doing, why we're doing what we're doing, and then have you and then Nathan talk a little bit about your new roles.
Right. And plus, Malden was the only campus that got to hear from Nathan and I. The other campuses got to see your wonderful face.
It was just a video of me yapping.
Right.
And so you guys being live here in the studio, now everyone across whatever congregation gets the opportunity to listen to you guys talk a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So joining us in the studio today, my good friend, your good friend, Nathan Forrest. Round of applause for Nathan.
Hello, everyone. Hello.
Yeah. Hey, Nathan, how are you today?
I'm doing really well.
I don't want to take too much time with this, but I feel like now's a good time. Nathan spent some time in China.
Yeah,
this is true.
Doing the work of the Lord as a missionary in China, teaching the children, and you taught them what, Nathan?
I taught them Bible.
Okay, taught them Bible in China.
Good.
Now, I think this is an appropriate time for us to ask the three most pressing questions that we've ever wanted to ask regarding China.
Oh boy!
Since Nathan spent time there,
China. I'm sorry. For
All right,
about
you
to
ready
happen.
For
We're
this?
We're not going to say anything.
No, I don't think that's some things I wanted to know. You want to know? Brandon, what's your first question you want to know about China?
Yeah, what's it? Is it smoggy?
That's
yes.
a great question.
Well, part of it
you
depends.
Always hear about the smog. You can't really see and stuff.
Some places are worse than others.
Okay, where's the worst? I don't want the smog, so if I'm going to China, where do I go?
You want to go up to Tibet.
Oh, yeah, I've been wanting to.
Tibetan semi-autonomous region, or Mongolia. Inner Mongolia. You want to go away from Central. You want to go away from Beijing.
Now, I'm starting a band called Semi-Autonomous Region.
Yeah, you are.
I'm really excited for it.
My question. Oh, did you answer that one sufficiently?
It's really bad. It's atrocious. Wow. You would walk out and it's noticeable. Like, we had to sweep the floor every day.
Wow.
Here's my question about China. What's your favorite thing to order at P.F. Chang's? P.F. Chang's on every corner. If you go to Italy, Sabroso everywhere in Olive Garden. If you go to China, P.F. Chang's all over the place. That's not true, is
That's
it?
That's patently false.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
They send their chefs to China to train.
Well, yeah. I mean, China's a big place. I never ran into a chef.
But seriously, what is your favorite thing to get at P.F. Chang's?
I have no idea.
It's overpriced.
Gong Bao Ji Ding is what we would call it. It's chicken and peanuts.
Ah, chicken and peanuts.
Chicken and peanuts.
Do you know what I get when I go to P.F. Chang's?
Chicken and peanuts.
Kung Pao chicken. And the reason is because they put the peanuts in with the spicy chicken.
That's exactly. That's Gong Bao Ji Ding.
So I'm going to go to China. I think I could
have. Gong Pao P.A.?
Yeah, that's I'm sorry, China. I'm sorry right now.
You did a great job.
That's really close, though.
Yeah. And your last question about China?
Yeah, my last question is. With this language, what's the biggest difference between the Chinese language and the English language? Yeah, right?
Mm-hmm. All right, so psychologists have done studies. The English language is based on letters.
It's not a great language.
The Chinese language is based on pictures.
Okay.
And so your whole brain, when you learn Chinese, like, it has to rewire itself because it's a visual pictographic language, as the linguists like to say. So it's really, really hard.
And that's the reason when you go into a lot of Chinese restaurants here in the States, you're going to see a lot of pictures, and then it's the month of the rabbit or the year of the snake, right?
What year is it?
I have no idea.
He hasn't been there in a while.
It's been. I'm out of the.
I didn't know if you still like celebrate Chinese New Year. Why isn't Chinese New Year not on January 1st?
It's lunar.
Okay,
like and Easter.
I'm going to say this: the Chinese New Year calendar actually makes more sense than we just have arbitrary dates.
No, false.
Okay,
you know what makes sense? New Year's on the new year.
Okay,
January 1st. That's the new year.
Yeah.
Okay.
And right. So I'm going to rein it in here and say, great kickoff to the podcast today. I feel like we've covered a lot of different ground.
I don't want to be this guy, but we're 10 minutes in.
No, it's totally fine.
So
this leads us into wanting to talk about the new job changes that are going on inside of Summit Church. One of the perks, and I use that word, one of the perks of planting a church and seeing that church continue to grow is that the team working at said church has the opportunity to continually step into expanding roles because the church is growing. And so over the past several years, Brandon has served as our student ministry pastor and done a fabulous job with that, if I do say so myself. Nathan has served as one of our campus pastors and has done a fabulous job with that. But as Summit continued to grow, the elders were spending some time praying and processing through what do we need to staff effectively to allow us to continue to be a part of raising up missionary disciples in our midst here at Summit Church, which really is our heartbeat. We want to disciple folks, and we have a heartbeat that those folks that we're discipling would live with gospel intentionality in the places that God has put them. We talked about that a lot last week on the podcast, even talking about the mission of Summit Church and why we exist as a church. And so that's not just when we talk about every man, woman, and child having the repeated opportunity to see, hear, and respond to the gospel of Jesus Christ without them coming or going anywhere. That's not just words on a page for us. Mm. That's not just words on a website for us. Like for us, that drives a philosophy of ministry in which we desire to be intentional with the people that the Lord has, in his kindness, allowed us to shepherd. We want to disciple them in such a way that the gospel is being put on display in and through their lives. So to that end, as we continue to grow numerically, how do we come alongside people to make sure that we in leadership are doing an effective job of equipping them and discipling them? And so we felt like one of the ways that we could come alongside our people was by establishing a new role called Family Discipleship Pastor. So for those of you that are listening that have been with Summit for a while, you know we have Summit Kids Directors who just do a phenomenal job at all of our locations. We have Summit Student Ministry, Summit Student Directors as well, doing a fabulous job.
And those are all part-time roles.
All part-time roles, but they're doing a fabulous job.
Yep.
You know that over the last couple of years, we've started Gospel Roundtables, which are some intentional studies that go from anywhere from 6 to 8 weeks, but we're working through gospel-oriented things with the men and the women of our church. And so these things are growing, and it's an exciting time around Summit. Yeah. But we wanted to provide a role just from a pastoral position where someone could come alongside and continue to encourage and equip and train and resource our directors and our volunteers in these key roles, both with kids and with teens and with adults. And so because of Nathan's background, we talked a little bit about China, but Nathan also taught here in the United States. He was a teacher. He has a real heartbeat, and I don't want to steal his thunder here. He has a real heartbeat to see kids and students and adults live in the reality of the gospel and grow as disciples. We thought it would be a natural fit for Nathan to step into this role as family discipleship pastor. So Nathan, if you would, could you take a few moments and just talk about why you're excited about this new role that has been given to you and what you're looking forward to, and really even in the next several months. I know we're stepping into summer right now, but the new school year will be here soon and everything's kicking off again. Can you talk a little bit about what you're looking forward to?
Absolutely. Like, and if I could, it really does break down into three different areas as I think about the three different areas that I get to step into. So, for example, Summit Kids, I'm married to one of the directors, and it has been a joy to watch them, and it's been super encouraging to watch her work alongside the gifted and passionate directors of Summit Kids that we have. And so to be able to come alongside them and specifically one of my passions that I love doing a whole lot is helping people grow in their ability and opportunity to communicate the word. And so, for example, one of the things that I've had the opportunity to work with Brandon on, and I really appreciate Brandon helping me out here.
Yes.
It's a huge talent, is doing these gospel primer videos for our volunteers. And that gives me two outlets, really. One, it lets me be the Bible nerd and kind of give, like, all right, here's a little bit of background information. This is some practical applications for our unique circle of Summit DNA for our kids. And these these videos being primarily for those who are teaching on a Sunday morning to Summit kids, but also for parents. If you want to go back and look at the videos and be like, all right, so what else is going on? How do I talk to my kids? To be a resource. Because again, what I love to see is parents, when I think about Summit kids, the win is when parents are growing in their confidence and ability, and as they have more and more opportunities to walk and speak of Jesus in an organic way as they are doing life with their kids. And so that just really gets me excited. So that's some of kids. That's one thing.
I want to pause right there for a second, because I don't want to blow past this, because I want people to hear what you're saying, because it's going to be different. What you're saying is that in the weeks to come, all of our teachers, as well as our parents, will have access to supplemental videos in which you're taking just a few minutes each week to talk about the lessons that are being taught. So you're helping our teachers a little bit in their teaching.
Correct.
But then also you're giving a resource to parents to be able to know what was talked about in the class and have gospel-centered, organic conversations with their kids as they leave on a Sunday morning and as they go into a new week. That's what you're saying?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Love it.
Like, it's going to be geared towards teachers,
yep,
but parents will have access to the channel, so to speak.
Yep.
And we'll be able to go back and look at that.
So. I love that. I think it's a real practical resource. I think it fits with your giftingness. And I think it's just another tangible way. Like, when we talk about equipping around here, that's not just a phrase for us.
Correct.
I think we've been around maybe in the past and interacted with some churches where it's easy to catch buzzwords. And some buzzwords for churches is equipping, maybe. And so what does it actually mean to equip? Like, what's the strategy for that? Don't just say it. Like, what does that look like? So thanks for being intentional in that. I think it's wonderful.
And it's like, we're unique. We have five campuses. And I'm one guy. And so, again, we appreciate the people of Summit's flexibility and patience, because we're trying to figure out how do we come alongside five different locations of volunteers and five different congregations of parents. And so we're excited about utilizing the technology of the age.
Yeah. And if you're newer with us at Summit, we work through what we call the Gospel Project.
Yeah.
Is the curriculum that we use. Is that correct? Did I say that correctly?
Yes.
And it really walks students over a course of how many years?
3 years.
Through the Bible. Mm-hmm. And so we love the continuity of that as well. We think it is a fabulous resource. We've used other things in the past, but for several years now, we've used this resource, and it is phenomenal.
Yes.
Yeah. Talk a little bit about on the student ministry side of things, because you're stepping in to be a part of that as well. Brandon, who was our student ministry pastor, is still going to be a student ministry director primarily here for our Malden Simpsonville location.
Yeah.
We have a team at all of our locations that are leading student ministry, but you're going to be coming alongside there as well. Talk a little bit about that.
That's correct. Man, one of the things I'm really excited about is over the past few weeks, I've had the opportunity to even just meet some of the youth of Summit, the students of Summit. And it's just been really exciting. Like, they're great kids. So if you're a parent of one of those youths, shout out, you're doing a fantastic job.
Awesome.
Man, the more and more I've gotten to know the S2M directors, I'm really excited. They are each uniquely wired, uniquely gifted, and they are, without exception, super passionate about pointing these students to Jesus. And so that, man, it's after having taught in the high school setting for 9 years, and in so many ways, I think at times guilty of teasing the stereotypical caricature that Bible teachers snobbishly have of youth pastors.
I get it.
Yeah,
I'm
right.
Sorry. Mm-hmm. But I'm really excited. Like, they defy so many of the characters, and so I'm really excited about that and being able to work with kids again.
Yeah.
I'll feel young again.
You feel young again. Were you starting to feel a little old?
I mean, when you get to a place where the high schoolers are using phrases and referencing things like Fortnite, and I'm like, I have no idea what Fortnite is. I feel
lit.
Like lit?
Like lit.
How old are you, Nathan?
I am 34.
What's that in Chinese years?
35.
Yes.
That's correct.
Actually. Now, on the adult side of things as well, these gospel roundtables, and we don't have a lot of time here, but this gospel roundtable idea is something we kind of, and I want to use the word piloted because I just like the word. We piloted this about a year and a half ago, where we started doing these 6 to 8 week classes I was talking about with men showing up at 6:30 in the morning from 6:30 to 7:30. Some ladies started gospel roundtables that are meeting in the evenings and in the middle of the day because that's what works best for them. It's just kind of the schedules are all over. That's been a great win for us as a church family. Talk yes. a little bit more about your desire to step into all of our congregations,
yes.
not by yourself, but with others to yeah. lead gospel roundtables.
Yeah. So one of my, the one thing I miss of stepping into the pastoral role is the unique environment of being in a room with other adults where you are able to have conversations and think well corporately back and forth about how the gospel is continuing to shape all of life.
Right.
And so being able to do this and walk with men who love Jesus a whole lot and who are continually trying to think well about how that shapes how they enter into their workplace and how they enter into their families and how they parent their kids is just super life-giving and encouraging. And so to be able to come alongside other campus pastors that may not have the margin or space to do that, like
yeah.
to be able to walk with them and equip them and help them run that out, like, yeah.
Love it.
Love it.
Well, Brandon, you're stepping into a new role as well. Like I said, still a part of our student ministry.
Yeah.
We love having you hanging out with our students and equipping parents as well. Super thankful for that. But you're going to step into a role also known as Creative Communications Director,
mm-hmm.
which some people would say, well, that makes sense because you're doing the podcast and whatnot. But it's so much more than the podcast. Can you share a little bit about our heart and desire to capture stories of grace that are taking place in the lives of our people and articulating them effectively as means of encouragement and spurring people on around all of our congregations?
Hey, you said a lot
I
of
did
that.
Say a lot right there.
Fun.
Just
you should be the
rolling.
Communications director.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think over the past couple of years, I've really fallen in love with good storytelling through different podcasting and seeing a lot of movies because I pay $10 a month to see as many movies as I want.
Yeah, what's that called?
We don't need to plug it. We're mm-hmm. not sponsored. MovieFest, if,
okay.
you, if they want to sponsor.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyways, I love good stories, and I love the way that good stories can make you feel, but also think and process things. And so I've fallen in love with that a lot over the past few years, and I feel like I've had a desire to do more of that, and so because of that, the guys have kind of entrusted me with this, and so podcasting is part of it, but also helping tell stories from across all campuses, which is something that we've wanted to do for a long time, and have just struggled to figure out how that exactly works. So giving thought to that, giving thought to how we communicate on a social media front as we are all on social media throughout the day at different times, some more than others, but to use
yeah.
That time and try to redeem it a little bit and just some gospel thoughts and reminders because we're forgetful people. And so just using storytelling and different tools that we have today to try to remind myself and remind the other people of Summit of the mission and the values and why we exist and stuff like that throughout the week in super tangible and hopefully creative ways.
Well, we think you're going to do a fabulous job with that because we've seen you do that in an array of ways, even when it hasn't been your official job description. So now that it is your official job description and we're removing some things that were on your plate to be able to free you up to do a little bit more of that, we're excited about what the future holds in that regard. And I think there could even be some people like what we're hearing from folks stepping onto the podcast, being a part of the podcast with us,
yes.
sharing a little bit of their story
totally.
As well. I think there's a lot of different avenues there. It is a challenge across five congregations to effectively, adequately capture the stories of life change that are taking place and sharing those. And so we've been thinking about it for a while. We're looking forward to this new opportunity and this new, the new opportunity that we have to be able to capture this and encourage our folks with it.
Yeah.
So thanks for stepping into that
Absolutely.
Role. Have we hit our allotted time of 22 minutes today?
We're at 23 minutes. We got to go.
We went a little over today.
Yeah, we did go a little bit over.
No, it's totally fine.
Rate the podcast, review the podcast, email us podcast@summitupstate.org. Well, Jason, real quick, nacho cheese or Cool Ranch Doritos?
Well, I mean, I don't know that you can answer that very quickly, but Cool Ranch Doritos, hands down.
See you next week.
Bye.